Hi, I'd like to present the Tangible Viewpoint System, which is a system for interacting with a multiple viewpoint interactive story. So the idea is that you have a bunch of graspable pawns, which act as sort of an interface or handles on a particular character viewpoint of a story. So I can place a pawn onto the interaction surface, and what we see projected around it are little text titles of story segments that are seen from that character's viewpoint. In total, I have a story here that is composed of three character viewpoints. Each character is represented by a different color. If I want to actually view one of the story segments, I simply use this selection tool. I can glide the selection tool over top of one of the story segments, and it will play back on the screen over here. So currently we see an entirely text-based story, but what's actually playing on the screen are just videos, and you could imagine that an eventual story might have full-screen video with audio as well, and perhaps little text segments, text titles that float around the characters could actually be icons or actually small videos themselves. And we see that as I interact with the specific character, the aura around it grows. And that gives a visual representation of the prominence of that particular character viewpoint in the current telling of the story. So if I'm interacting a lot with a specific character, then their aura will grow very large. On the other hand, if I'm interacting very little with a character, then they will have a very small aura, for instance, this red character over here. As we can also see now, we have some new story segments that have appeared, and this basically means that the story is moving forward. As I select segments and they play back on the screen over here, then the story moves forward and the system makes decisions as to which segments should be presented next. If I choose to focus specifically on a certain character, then the system will tailor the story to my preference. So if I'm focusing on one character, the story will give me information about that character. On the other hand, if I'm balancing my focus between all three characters, the result will be a broader story between all three of the characters. Some of the other interactions that I can do with the system are, for instance, if I want to view the relationship between two characters, in other words, which parts of the story are relevant to both characters at once. In order to see this, I can simply touch two characters together. What we see is sort of an intersection of the view of the story segments, pieces of story that are relevant to both of those characters. I can also touch all three of them together to see what portion of the story is relevant to all three characters at once. Another important component of the Tangible Viewpoint System is timing. How do we represent narrative progression or story time? Larger little text titles or story segments are current time, and as they become smaller, like this one over here, it means they're further in the past. Eventually, as I move forward through the story, they will fade away. So the Tangible Viewpoint System is composed of sort of three different components. There's the interaction surface, which is down here, and that uses wireless tag sensing technology. Underneath this table, we have a finely spaced grid of wires which run in two directions, both horizontal and vertical, or X and Y directions, and that allows to sense the position of each pawn. In the base of the pawn, we have a little tag, and that's how you can track the different pawns on the interaction surface. The final component is this projector over here. So essentially, this is a projector stand. The projector aims up over here at this mirror, which aims down onto the interaction surface. This is calibrated so that it's synchronized with the pawn's movement on the interaction surface. So the computer reads in serial data of the position of each pawn, and then it determines sort of the position on the screen, and then the projector synchronizes with that to project the graphics around that pawn.